The U.S. president has come up with a new strategy for Afghanistan and has once again backtracked on one of his campaign promises. Donald Trump says that the U.S. military will continue his presence despite his earlier pledge of a speedy troop withdrawal. The new strategy has been met with anger by Taliban militants, dimming the hopes for an end to years-long violence and bloodshed.
U.S. President Donald Trump took the podium for an eagerly awaited address on U.S.-Afghan policy while alluding to more deployment to the South Asian country. Though he fell short of laying out a clear plan and left the details of his new strategy murky, one thing was clear. Trump vowed to, quote, fight to win a seemingly unwinnable war.
The men and women who serve our nation in combat deserve a plan for victory. They deserve the tools they need and the trust they have earned to fight and to win. I will not say when we are going to attack, but attack we will.
Trump stressed that the new strategy would get rid of a time-based approach and a bid to surprise enemies. He also issued an ultimatum to Afghanistan's southern neighbor.
We can no longer be silent about Pakistan's safe havens for terrorist organizations. Pakistan has much to gain from partnering with our effort in Afghanistan. It has much to lose by continuing to harbor criminals and terrorists.
Trump's half-an-hour address received widespread reactions, with some saying the speech didn't say much and was a confirmation of previous U.S. policies in Afghanistan. His statement angered the Taliban the most. The militant group said Afghanistan would become a graveyard for U.S. soldiers. Last week, the Taliban issued an open letter to Trump, warning against a troop hike. With Trump's apparent commitment to more soldiers, could the outcome of the decision be something other than more bloodshed in Afghanistan?
But what we've seen in the past is the Taliban and those groups that are getting hit with those attacks generally will respond with more terror attacks, because they have endless possibilities to do this. They can always hit soft targets. They can also hit U.S. Military targets also.
The U.S. invaded Afghanistan in late 2001 under the aegis of fighting terrorism. 16 years on, the Taliban are as strong as ever. The militants are sweeping through the country, even managing to briefly take control of some cities. Daesh terrorists have also gained a foothold in the country, committing atrocities against the civilian population. Many are doubtful that Trump's so-called fight-to-win policy could restore peace and stability in Afghanistan. And it seems the country will be the scene of violence and bloodshed for the many years to come.
Ruzba El-Abadi, managing partner at Global Growth Advisors, joins us from New York. Ruzba El-Abadi, tell us, what has the U.S. The strategy that is now announced by Trump, what has he not done, the U.S. as a whole, in Afghanistan that now it's introducing that it says is going to work? Because it seems like all avenues have been taken.
Well, the real answer is nothing is going to change. United States' commitment to Afghanistan, which started back in 2001, which led into being the longest conventional war the United States has engaged in since the beginning of its foundation in 1776, is Afghanistan. And still the problem that we have. So the president last night came to Fort Myer in Virginia, and he offered what he called a new strategy for Afghanistan. But the strategy lacked three different things. Number one, he did not put a cap on the number of troops he's going to send, which is in violation to campaign promise he made in 2012. Remember, Mr. Trump, during his Twitter attacks to President Obama, said that he will end the Afghanistan war altogether. So he's revising it. He says he's going to add more troops, but he didn't say the number that he's going to add. Number two, there is no clear victory objective in Afghanistan. President gave a 45-minute speech, but yet he did not say what would victory look like. Again, that's the nature of the open-ended conflict. And the third, there is no timetable. Now, on top of that comes a wild card, which is the Pakistan issue. Well, the issue on Pakistan is quite okay and right. Why? Pakistanis have been playing double-sided games, not just with the United States, but overall in the region. But how did Pakistan enter the formula in Afghanistan? We have no idea. But let's be clear, what we're seeing today in Washington, what we're seeing today in U.S. political atmosphere, Akabe, is the right, in particular the ultra-right, Steve Bannon right, slammed the president for the policy, and they said the president has bowed down to the generals, referring to the Pentagon and General Mattis and General McMaster that are working with the president to come up with this strategy. Again, another open-ended conflict. On the other front, the Democrats are bashing the president and saying that you are getting more troops engaged in Afghanistan without any clear path. But on top of that, the wild card, which being Pakistan, which Pakistan is being blamed for more instability in Afghanistan, has also got a partner on its side, which is China. China came to Pakistan's, if you will, rescue, and in a way condemning what President Trump said last night in Virginia about the claim of adding or fueling instability to Afghanistan altogether.
Quickly, if you can, you know, there is this other side of this whole thing with Afghanistan that's about the resources, over $3 trillion in resources, that Trump says, you know what, we should take advantage of that, at least make up for some of the losses. Do you think that that could be a driving force behind perhaps the U.S. wanting to still be engaged in that country, or occupy, as some call it?
Sure. Very complicated comment, but let me just quickly tell you, the whole conversation we have about Afghanistan, the president is proposing to use more private contractors. The generals are, in a way, rejecting that idea. But what we are seeing here, I think the president is moving towards more, if you will, private contractors to pay for the war, in a way, pave the way for buying or, in a way, retrieving Afghanistan's natural resources. But the United States is not the only competition over there in Afghanistan for doing that. China is also part of the broader formula as well. But just look for this. Look for this signal. The signal is, if we have more troops and more private contractors in Afghanistan by the United States, that means you are quite right. And what will happen is we're going to see more, if you will, long-term economic interest for the U.S. getting a foothold in the country. We just don't know it yet, but it seems it's going that way. At least we're looking at the private advisors or the kitchen cabinet of President Trump in terms of the advice he's getting for Afghanistan and broader Afghanistan strategy altogether.
Thank you for that, Rusbah Ali Abadi, Managing Partner at Global Growth Advisors. Good to talk to you.